Bosses and workers increasingly are turning to the internet to meet each other's job needs. Nearly 40% of job seekers use the web when looking for work. The vast majority of large companies post job openings online and accept emailed resumes. A recent study indicates 12% of employers even administer job tests over the internet. It's a lot less expensive than traditional employment methods, and it's faster, typically shaving days or weeks off the hiring cycle. Some workers are finding the process to be a mixed blessing. NPR's David Malpas has the second of two reports.
When David Crow of Durham, North Carolina, set out recently to find a new job, he sought help from an internet site specifically for people with skill sets similar to his. He's a pastor looking for a flock, and he's using an online job board run by his denomination, the Presbyterian Church USA. It's one indication of just how much things have changed in the way people from all walks of life use the internet to advance their careers. Crow admits, though, that the thought of ministers and congregations courting each other in cyberspace is a bit incongruous.
It seems very incongruous. I mean, here is intended to be primarily a situation where, ostensibly at least, churches and pastors are looking for the call of God to both of them to a particular place, and to have this sort of technological overlay seems to me to be at least potentially hazardous in terms of understanding something as complex, I guess I might say, or as involved as a call from God.
In addition to the Presbyterians, at least a dozen other religious organizations offer special job matching services on the web for ministers and church staff. David Crow says it's all a matter of convenience and cost saving.
When you're talking about a 2.5 million member church with, I don't know, 60,000, 50,000 churches and several thousand ministers looking at a particular time, it's just a way of helping people to narrow down the prospects from what would be an overwhelming task to one that's a little more accessible.
There are more than 5,000 job boards on the internet, from giant general ones like Monster.com, which boasts of having 500,000 jobs in its data bank, to smaller niche sites such as techies.com. There are even specialty sites for pharmacists, toxicologists, and high-paid executives such as one called sixfigures.com. Clearly, for many, this new way of job hunting works well, especially among highly mobile workers with lots of experience and hot skills. And it has taken on a new sense of urgency with all the layoffs and the economy slowing. But online searching and recruiting still has a long way to go in terms of overall effectiveness. According to a survey earlier this year, 50% of internet job hunters say their searches seldom or never led to an interview that matched their skills. Only 12% credit the internet when they do land a job. Melissa Beecham is one of those using internet job boards and having difficulties.
You've got one site up now, monster.com. Just show me what you go through, and let's see what you can find just looking right now.
Sure. Right now, I've been looking for jobs. I've been considering actually moving to Texas. And that's the nice thing about this is I can look at any of the jobs I want anywhere in the nation.
Melissa Beecham is a computer software engineer who searches online several times a week from her home in North Carolina.
So this resume that I have, it's for a systems analyst. It's been looked at by employers 182 times. So I know that people are looking at it, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to get anything back.
Beecham graduated from college a year ago and thought she'd have an easy time getting jobs with her computer science degree. But with the dot-com downfall, all she's been able to find are temporary project jobs. In this recent search, a job board tells her there are 308 openings in the specific category and salary range she's aiming for in Dallas, where she wants to move. With the click of a mouse, she applies for one of the latest postings. It's just that easy.
Convenient, yes. I wouldn't really say effective, because there's so many people applying for jobs right now that I think companies kind of get overwhelmed.
Melissa Beecham has encountered a resounding silence on the other end of the internet. Software screening systems seem to knock her out of the running early in the process. And she says it's very hard to ever find a live person to make a personal pitch. That's her biggest frustration.
Well, it's great to look on the internet and see all the jobs that you might possibly be qualified for, but it'd be really nice at the end of it if you could pick up a phone and call somebody and say, you know, I sent you my resume, what do you think? So that at least you have a chance to make a personal connection and you have a chance to sell yourself rather than just, you know, words on a page and an email that they can just delete if they don't see the exact qualifications that they want.
Some job recruiters refer to this increasingly common problem with the phrase, too much technology, not enough touch. Companies are developing more sophisticated resume sorting software to make the process more personal and responsive, even when it is largely automated and computer-driven. Mark Lindblom would say amen to that. He's another highly skilled worker slipping through the cracks of internet job boards. His expertise as a video streaming editor is so rare and new that automated job screening systems don't have a job title that fits his skills. Lindblom has lowered his expectations about job hunting on the net.
I use it as a tool, but not as a means to finding the job. I think it may help, but I really don't put all my faith and trust in it. And this is coming from a person who worked and wants to continue working in an online company.
To find a job editing live video on the web, Lindblom has resorted to old-fashioned methods, pounding the pavement, cold calling on companies that might be able to use his services, and just hoping he'll bump into someone who understands what he does. He's also been talking a lot with his dad about how people used to find jobs through the art of personal contact.
His advice is wear a suit, look as good as you can, smile a lot, kind of the general things you hear, which you would think, oh, of course, but when you're contacted by a company online, you're not wearing a suit, you're not smiling. And body language and visual communication, I think, has a lot to do with someone wanting to hire you or someone wanting to help you out. One thing my father also recommended in that is to bring a pocket full of breath mints, which I definitely do.
Despite current glitches, many experts expect use of the internet in job hunting to continue to grow rapidly, and they say automated sorting systems are getting better all the time. But most also agree that internet technology will never replace the need for face-to-face encounters at some phase of the hiring process. Even the biggest boosters of online job boards say the most surefire way to get a job still is to know somebody inside the company. David Malpas, NPR News.